An update now on a story News and Notes has followed for months. Clarence Hill, a convicted killer who argued Florida's use of lethal injection amounted to cruel and unusual punishment, was executed Wednesday. Hill, who was African-American, was sentenced to die for murdering a Pensacola police officer in 1982. He was put to death by lethal injection after the U.S. Supreme Court narrowly denied him another stay. On the phone is reporter Chris Tisch of the St. Petersburg Times. He has tracked this story from Florida all the way to the nation's highest court in Washington, D.C. He joins us now. Chris, thanks a lot.
Thank you for having me.
What changed in 8 months?
Well, that's, I think, still to be determined. Basically, the high court gave Mr. Hill the ability to file a civil rights lawsuit in regard to lethal injection, which he claimed the process was cruel and unusual. However, the court in that unanimous opinion gave the district federal court no instructions as to what to do with that civil lawsuit. So essentially what the district court in Tallahassee did, and it was backed by the appellate court in Atlanta, is it essentially said, well, okay, you filed it, but we're going to decline to give you a hearing on it. We're not going to hear anything about the merits of whether lethal injection is indeed cruel and unusual. So it seems somewhat strange. The attorney for Mr. Hill, I think, would find it odd that the Supreme Court would essentially take up this case simply to decide whether or not Mr. Hill could bring this case in a civil lawsuit.
Now, let me ask you about yesterday. Were you there?
I was not. No, we monitored here from St. Pete.
Do you have any idea whether or not during the actual execution there was any evidence of any pain on the part of Mr. Hill as he was being put to death?
Well, see, and that's what's kind of tricky about this three-drug cocktail is from what I understand, there was not any evidence of that, but because the second drug that's administered is a drug that causes paralysis,
mm-hmm.
There's really no way to know. You know, the argument has been that the first drug, which is a painkiller, wears off too quickly. And therefore, by the time the third drug, which is what causes the fatal heart attack, is administered, and the argument is that that causes a great burning sensation in the inmate, well, that second drug, which causes paralysis, doesn't allow, of course, the inmate to show any type of pain or, he is paralyzed.
Hmm.
So we would have no idea of knowing of whether he is in pain or not. That's the argument.
The indication was that there were no words coming from Mr. Hill yesterday when he was asked if he had any last statement. Let me close with this. What does this case do for the next person who has challenged it? I know that there is another guy in Florida, Arthur Rutherford, I think is his name. How does this impact him?
Well, that's also to be determined. I'm certain that his attorneys will follow a similar route of Mr. Hill and file the civil rights lawsuit. But it's kind of still being figured out as to what effect that'll have on his case. And then, of course, there are 377 people, 376 in addition to Mr. Rutherford that remain on death row in Florida today. And it'll be interesting to see how many of them will also file the civil lawsuit and what points in their appeals they'll want to do that. If it'll be earlier in the process in Mr. Hill, or if it'll be later.
Final thing, really quickly, there was no change in the procedure in Florida, was it, with regard to how lethal injection was given?
No.
Okay.
No.
Reporter Chris Tisch of the St. Petersburg Times. Chris, thank you very much.
Sure, thank you.